From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. This month, the MU healthcare system opened three clinics at Hy-Vee grocery stores around Columbia, which will be staffed primarily by nurse practitioners. As KBIA's Hope Kerwin explains, the growing role of nurse practitioners is part of a trend towards expanding access to clinical care.
Primary healthcare is no longer limited to the family doctor. With the growing popularity of clinics like the new Mizzou Quick Care, nurse practitioners are becoming more involved in providing primary care.
The whole convenient care movement began with finding ways to make care more accessible to more people. It's the beginning place for somebody maybe who doesn't have a primary care home.
That's Phyllis Zimmer, a family nurse practitioner in Seattle and the president of the Nurse Practitioner Healthcare Foundation. Clinics are just one way that nurse practitioners are becoming more involved in primary care, and they're not just used for convenience. Many times, a nurse practitioner is the only local primary care option for a rural population. Zimmer says this outstanding need for primary care is an ailment nurse practitioners can cure.
With the number of patients that are demanding and needing quality services, there's just an urgent need to use our entire healthcare workforce to the highest level possible.
But in the state of Missouri, opportunities for nurse practitioners are limited. Even in areas with a shortage of health professionals, nurse practitioners have to work within 50 miles of a collaborating physician. This doctor also has to review the nurse practitioner's charts every 2 weeks and sign off on at least 10% of these charts. Missouri nurse practitioners have several restrictions on what medicines they can prescribe. They aren't even allowed to sign a death notice. Dr. Marilyn Rance is a professor at the Sinclair School of Nursing. Rance and several other nursing professors recently studied how nurse practitioners' scope of practice affected health outcomes. They found that fewer restrictions on scope of practice were associated with fewer hospitalizations and better management of chronic illnesses.
If people have access to the nurse practitioner and access to providers who have the time to spend with people and the time to explain all the options and help them make the right choice.
Only 12 states still have restricted scope of practice for nurse practitioners. Of states with advanced practice laws, Missouri is one of the most restrictive. Rance says Missouri won't see benefits like reduction in healthcare costs or improved access to care until Missouri nurse practitioners can practice to the full extent of their training. As more people become eligible for primary care services and the healthcare field moves toward a more patient-centered care model, Zimmer says nurse practitioners are a good option for user-friendly healthcare.
Nurses bring to that advanced practice role the whole base of what it means to be a nurse, the patient advocacy perspective, tuning in to all of the patient needs, not just the problem of the day. We do a very good job with patient education, really tuning in to the health literacy level of that patient.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk with Hope Kerwin, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.